So, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Never again. Never again. Some of you might have heard these words spoken. Maybe when somebody wronged you, right? Maybe you had a high school crush or a boyfriend or a girlfriend and you vowed, never again, I'm going to fall for somebody like that. No? Well, maybe. Never again, though. We've heard that phrase in our history before. Maybe when we remember the September 11th attacks in 2001 with the World Trade Center towers. Never again will let somebody touch us on American soil like that. But if you go even further, you hear about all these shootings in schools and in the country where people vowed, never again, like Columbine or things like that. Never again will we let ourselves get so caught up and forget. Going back even further, in our country, the 1930s, 1940s, these words are reminiscent of what was going on. Never again is the chant of our Holocaust remembrance, where over 6 million people died at the hands of others. 6 million people died because of genocide, because of hate, because of fear. Never again will we let that happen. Never again. Hopefully, when we're talking about this time that's unique, that the whole world seemed to shut down because of an unknown virus, we might say these words, never again, hopefully never again, that this thing would happen again. But what happens? Sometimes evil, sometimes sin still creeps back up in there. For the disciples, they saw their friend, their mentor, their teacher, Jesus, ascend into heaven, where some would think that they would never again see Jesus in the flesh. A lot of times, just like a balloon flying away, we're afraid when someone leaves us, maybe a best friend that moves cross country, that never again it'll be the same. But Jesus has something else to say today. Our risen and ascended Lord says, along with his angels, that just as he went away, so too in the same way he's going to come back. Right? We know Jesus is coming back. Are you prepared for that day? Do you live as though Jesus is still alive and still coming back? If not, think about it. Never again. Those are the words that we like to say when evil happens or when bad things happen. What Jesus says to us is that never again will he remember your past, your failures, your sins. Never again will the power of death have any power over you. Never again will the problems in this world, like shutting down the world or viruses or sickness, have any bearing on why we should be afraid. Never again. Do we live in fear? For we as Christians, followers of Christ, have a confidence that we can live where all those things of evil will never again have any power over us. That's what's important about Ascension Day, that God's holy throne room is not unmanned. God is still working, and God is still in control. Jesus is still doing things. God is still messing with us. God is still on the loose. So how is Jesus transforming your life today? Are things different for you? Hopefully in a good way. But remember that all the things that would separate us from Christ. Never again. And Jesus is the one that truly can measure up to that promise when the world can't. As we look forward to the new day when we can join together in worship, we remember and pray that our separation from one another will happen never again. So may the peace of God, which surpasses our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in the one true faith into life everlasting. Amen.